פרק י"א, סעיף מ. חיתוך נייר טואלט, תיקון, cut toilet paper. אסור לחתוך נייר טואלט בשבת, אפילו אינו מקפיד על מידותיו משום עסק קריירה. One's not allowed to cut toilet paper on Shabbos, even if you're not cutting it to a size, because you've got a problem from Issa Korea. Korea is an Issa, nothing got to do with size. Like we learned before, there's an Issa Toifen, and this is Korea. So it's got a personal test paper, got a problem from Korea, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The in Makpid al Midachania. אישו מעוניין לחתוך את הנייה בקו ישר. וחויתך לשם כך, במקום הנקבים או עשויים לכך, יש בזה גם מלאכת מחתך. If he is wants exaggerate measurement, that means he doesn't want the piece of paper, toilet paper which he tears, he doesn't want it too big and too little, like some people don't want the toilet paper to be too big because it's disturbed, and also not too little because it's not enough, therefore, he's cutting the toilet paper in the right size. Then what he's doing, he's going cutting it and doing an Issa from Mechatzah because he's cutting it in the right size. The same thing he says, if he wants to go and cut it in the place which is dotted, the dotted place, which is perforated, in order to go and be able to cut it easier, they go and put holes in it already and they put a simun that you're able to go and cut it there. The person cuts it in this place, you've got another problem from Issa Mechatech. In the footnote he says, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem. If you have a Yasha, there's a problem from cutting it in the place which is dotted, because you've got a problem from Mechatech. Where there's a problem is because you want exact measurement, even if you don't want exactly that measurement, but since you want to cut it dafke in this place which is got dotted, that's the easiest place to go and cut it. It's also Mechatech according to Rav Eliashiv. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says two reasons why there's not a problem from Mechatech. If you're not interested in the measurement, if you're interested in the measurement, there's no reason why it shouldn't be Mechatech. If you're not interested in the measurement, but the whole reason why you cut it in the dotted place is because it is easier to cut it there, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're not interested in cutting it in the measurements, you're just interested in cutting it in the easy way. So even though it cuts straight in this place, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're not interested in the measurement. It's not considered you're interested in the measurement, you're allowed to cut it in this place according to Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says also that it's not considered you want dafka this measurement, because the reason why you're cutting it there is because it is easier for you. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says it's not a problem from Mechatech, and according to Rabbi Yashas, it is a problem from Mechatech. Shlomo Zalman says another svara. Since it is perforated before, Shlomo Zalman wants to say maybe it's not even considered you're cutting it Mechatech, because something which is already cut before in a way would be able to cut it easier. Then who says the Issa from Mechatech, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, because it's already cut in the way that you're able to cut it. That's already a chiddush from Reb Shlomo Zalman. I called upon him, Reb Yashar holds not like that, it is a problem from Mechatech, and Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say, maybe there's no problem from Mechatech. Se'ev Mem Aleph, Psichat Sakit Sukkah, to open a bag of sugar. Sakit Neya HaMechila Kapit Achas Shel Sukkah. One portion bag of sukkah, a little sugar, which is in a little bag, which is only made for one portion. Now, these one portion sugar sometimes has on it a dotted line in order to go and tear it in this place. Asher b'roishon nikuv hamasamen es mokam ha-psicha. You've got on the top of the bag, you've got some sort of holes, even if it's not holes, even if you've got dots, in order to go and tear it in this place. Yesh oimim sha'osa likuras ha-sakit b'mokam ha-simun hazeh v'yesh etu b'zeh. Some people say you're allowed to cut it in this place where it is dotted, and some people say you're not. So the same problem, the same machlekes as we had before, in Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv. According to Rabbi Yashiv, we've got problems from a chatech. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we've got no problem from a chatech. Here he adds on another reason why it's not machatech. For the first reason, he says, like he said before, that the reason why you're cutting it in this place is because it's easier for you. And or easier for you, says the Shlomo Zalman, is not a problem for machatech. But we said, Rabbi Yashiv says it is a problem. Another reason he says, since one throws away this bag straight after one takes out the contents, therefore, it's who said there's an issa machatech altogether with something which is not usable. A chatek is something which you go and cut it in order to use it, in order to make, you've made something with it. You've made something with your cutting, but here you haven't made anything. Within a second, you finished it and you threw it out. Rabbi Yashiv also agrees that maybe it's not a problem from a chatek if one throws it out straight away. He's not certain about it. Therefore, he says, because he's not certain, he says, this is also, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to do it because he holds it is not a problem from a chatek. Because something which should throw out as a chad pami is not a problem for mechatech. It's according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to open it in the dotted line. According to Rabbi Yashiv, one's not allowed to open it on the dotted line. Hafrodas gevia leben, to go and separate a cup from leben. You've got a container from leben, like you have a yogurt or leben. You've got a container, a cup, which they sell in the shops. Mem beit gevia leben hamashuvakim bezugot. Gvir Leben, which they go and sell in twins, in two stuck together. V'koydem ha'achilem ha'fridem oisim zeh mizeh b'mokam ha'charit ha'myod l'kach. Before one eats it, one separates the two cups from one each other in the place which has got a groove. Yesh osu ha'frod ozu mishum isa makam ha'pate shum etam isa machatech. Yesh etiu la'fridus ha'gvirim zeh mizeh. Some people say you're allowed to go and separate the gvi'im, the cups, one from each other. And it's not a problem for machatech, not a problem for makabah patish. Some people say there is a problem for makabah patish. And a problem from machatech. The same thing again. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv says a problem from machatech. Even though you're cutting it in a place which is easier to be cut, because it's very easy there to cut it, but still is a problem from machatech. Because now you're cutting it in a way it cuts well. According to Rabbi Yashiv, the problem from Machatech. Rabbi Yashiv adds on, there's another problem from Makabah Patish, because you can't eat, it's not easy to eat and drink this leaven or yogurt when it's stuck together with another one. So you're making it usable. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Makabah Patish is not a problem, because it's already called, the cup is usable. What about Machatech? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Machatech again is not a problem for Machatech, because you've got already this dotted line, you've got this groove, in order to be easier to cut it. Not there, in order to cut it in the right place, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, just only to be easier to cut it. That since it is only to be easier to cut it, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, you've got no problem from Mechatech.